You are tuned in to The Cabaret Show. Tonight's program, we're going to be hosting Half Max from Denver. I'd say we just get things kicked off with a tune. Take it away, guys.
Thank you.
right. What do you call that one?
Call that one the Half Max theme.
The Half Max theme. We've appropriate.
We've been starting off most of our sets with that one the past couple shows. We kind of wrote it right before we went to Telluride in January. And yeah.
It started out as not quite a full song, which why we called it the theme, and now it's become a full tune. That's one that our guitar player, Joe Gallo, wrote.
Yeah, it came up with a little descending chord progression that you heard during the chorus, and then Max on sax came up with a sweet melody over it, and that's that.
Half Max giving us the full theme here on Cabaret. Local music here on KGNU, your community radio station here on the Front Range. So happy to be joining you. My name is Cal Huss, and we got this four-piece in the mix. Maybe you all can introduce yourselves and let listeners know what you're playing, and then we can get into another tune.
I'm Max Huss on electric six-string bass. Some people call it a guitar, but it's a bass.
I'm Joe Gallo on electric guitar.
Making his way over to the mic.
I'm Tio. I play drums.
And then rounding it out, making it Half Max, I'm Max Palzewicz on the sax, keys, and vocals.
Max on the sax, rounding it out. All right, what are we going to hear next?
This next one's another original tune that our drummer Tio wrote. He's trying to figure out how many years ago. Sounds about like 7 or 8 years ago. It's called The Full Circle. And we just started playing this, so this is actually probably most people's first time hearing it.
Yeah, it's the only tune we need music for, because I make fun of T all the time because he always brings papers to shows. No one else reads music, but for this one, we had to bring it.
Okay, real quick, Tio, like, what's your musical background then? You're writing charts and all.
Well, I went to jazz school in New York, and this is actually something that I came up with my senior year there. I had a project kind of similar to this, just a couple friends playing like each other's music. So I wrote that for my recital, so we could all play it, but it ended up being like a full-on project after that. We'd play gigs and stuff. So this is just one of the tunes that we had, and I thought it would be kind of a cool fit. It's a little different than what we normally play, but I get to kind of go crazy on it, so
it's self-serving. Yeah. Tio, each of us brought an original to the band, so this is Tio's contribution.
Yeah. I'm going to shred him this one.
Yeah. That's the drummers talking right there. All right, Half Max, let's get into it.
Let's hit that tempo we did in soundcheck.
Thank you. Half Max here in the studio. Cabaret, hosting some good live tunes. How'd you guys come together?
Well, Joe and I first met on a ski lift at Loveland. That's the place I usually like to start.
Love that.
And we started going to the funk jam at Dazzle that was going on in the summer of 2021, which is where I think we both met Max, sax player, because he'd been going to that too. Tio and I were playing in a country folk kind of band, very different style than this, but I could tell that he played other styles just from the jokes he was making. So I convinced him to come to the funk jam, and once the four of us played together there, we were like, we should play together more. This worked pretty well. So we kind of officially became a band probably around December of 2021, something like that.
Right on. Yeah. So you've gotten to test out what you're doing and play a couple shows at least at this point. And you haven't been around that long, but I hear you've played a couple pretty prestigious spots. So that's cool. You're getting some legs under you.
Yeah, we've been pretty diligent about finding places to play that really seem to fit what we're trying to do. And we had our debut show at Enigma Bazaar, which is a cool little venue in Northwest Denver. And at that show, someone was like, you should play Cervantes. And I was like, well, I just got the booking contact for Cervantes pretty recently, so maybe it's time we take that shot. And we've been able to play there a few times, some opening spots. And I got a chance to play out at Sheridan Opera House and Telluride this past January. And so this year we're just looking to kind of make new fans, meet new people out there in the Front Range and Western Slope, and try to bring our music to more audiences.
Right on. Yeah, it's sounding great in here, and I'm sure that it sounds great out there as well. You've gotten to play with a couple other like guest singers and instrumentalists as well, right? Because I got to check out your Instagram, and there were other members not present here tonight.
That's true. Four people.
We've been returning the favor. All of us, before we had a band, we were kind of the strays that would show up to people's shows and, you know, wait around until you sat in. So it was time to return the favor once we started getting a stage. We always keep the ratio at just right at Half Max, though. So the rule is, if you want to come sit in, you got to bring your own max.
Right, sure. That makes sense.
Some of us have played as sidemen in other people's bands, and some of those bands have had some really great singers, so we've brought them on. We've had a guest keyboardist, Max Moore, join us a few times.
Another Max. Yeah. Another amazing. Max.
When we bring on a guest vocalist, Max Moore comes on stage at the same time, so it's three and three. You know?
Gotta have it.
I don't know how long we're going to keep that up, but I think we've been doing pretty well the past year or so.
You got a track record, so might as well keep it going. And also, shout out to Dazzle at Bowers for doing that. Back in the day, I remember that, like, during COVID times when people were just starting to get more into live events.
It was a weird time.
Right, yeah. It was a weird time, and I remember they were hosting that live jam, and a lot of musicians came through, and it was a community stronghold. And I think they even had like meals and stuff, right? Like
they
for musicians.
Yeah,
they had a pantry for working musicians who were no longer working at that moment, and it got to. And this is actually a really cool result of it. What we're sitting in this room for right now, you guys got to kind of evolve and develop something. So, should we get into another?
I was just going to say Dazzle is pretty much where I met everyone I know musically in Colorado. And
yeah.
From a chairlift at Loveland with Max to this catalyst of the Dazzle Jam, I've been so blessed. So
well, there was an awesome silver lining to it because like it was right before vaccines came out and no touring musicians were out on the road.
Right.
So all the great players that we have here that call Denver and the Front Range home were in town and they were coming out to that jam.
Right. And everyone had a lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
First couple of weeks of that jam,
no gigs,
they still had the plexiglass on stage and everything. Eventually that went away. But
God, what an era.
It was, April 2021 was a strange time.
Cool. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to play the original that I wrote. It's called Electricity. It's something I wrote around the 10-year anniversary of Katrina. I lived in New Orleans for about 7 years post-Katrina, but the memory of that storm and everything that came with that is still pretty strong in the city and certainly was around that 10-year anniversary, and felt pretty inspired that day to write something And I played it with a band that I was in New Orleans years ago, but then it kind of sat on the shelf for a while. And once we started bringing original music into the band, I was like, I've got this song already ready. Let's do it. And I really like how it's evolved with the Half Max sound. So hope everyone else enjoys it.
Yeah. This one has words, too.
All right. Half Max here on KGNU's Cabaret.
With the powers all around us, yeah, it flows right into me, and I'm powered from the ground up. Yes, I feel it controlling me. It's time to head up and head out. Well, I'm losing my identity. No one hears unless you shout. You know that I got burned by the city, trying to get out of my own way. I've got to straighten myself out, make room for a brand new name. Faster than burning down, there's no one left that you can hide. We're digging deep on the down when I'm drowning. You know that I'm drowning, I confide. That I never knew just how to be underwater. Down in the water. Electricity. With the buzzes all around us, with the flows right into me, but I could not get on the. Yeah, the perfect time of day. With the mind, I know my name. Yeah, the perfect time and place, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you might just see my face, you might just see my face. I can feel this current causing me, that I know that I'm going down. With all the noise coming from the street, there's too many voices to count. There's a that burning down, there's no one left that you can hide. Deep on the down when I'm drowning. You know that I'm drowning, I can fight. That I never knew. No, I never knew. Just how to be down in the deep, deep. Down in the water.
Yeah, take us to a swim, Joe.
That I never knew, no, I never knew. deeper down in the water.
Max here in the studio. You're tuning in to KGNU live and direct. We got the band here in the mix. Great stuff, guys. Great stuff. What was the name of that one about New Orleans?
Thank you. That one's called Electricity.
Electricity. Or lack of it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. there are a lot of power problems in many senses of the word. Electricity, government power, corruption.
Right.
All
right.
Of that. So kind of played off that with the lyrics.
Cool. Yeah, so primarily instrumental is what we're hearing, right? A lot of improvisation. Do you guys how much space do you provide for the improv versus like what's being conducted on the music sheets?
It's mostly space when we do a live show. I mean, that tune you just heard, that's like a studio version. We've got it arranged pretty tight, and this next one we've got is arranged pretty tightly. But I mean, our roots are in jazz and funk and soul, so we open things up, and sometimes we don't come back.
I never play the same thing twice.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, a lot of ADHD in this band.
Whatever I ate that day, you know, that's good influence is going
right
on.
All right, so we've got three behind us. What's the fourth original tune we're going to hear tonight? And then I understand we got some covers on the way.
It's a song by Max P, an original. Super catchy, super sort of like, I don't know, he's really into 80s pop, and I think you hear like a little bit of that in there. Really catchy chorus where at least I attempt to sing, but everyone else sings. And what do you have to say about it, Max?
Yeah, we get a three-part harmony going on this one. This is another tune similar to the last one that came to life once I brought it to the band. I recorded a version of this out with like a DJ producer, and it's nowhere near the arrangement that we came up with now. And this is a fun song that we play live too.
All right, let's get into it here on the Cabaret Show.
What? Message, but you framed it as a present, like a gift you came entreating me and watching me wrapped up in the essence, doing fold until you're present. Right now, I'm pulling strength on my skin because you bone me. I'm enchanted by your sense, put it on me. Getting lost until you get stressed, I'm innocent and tasting my heart into a blaze. And I can't keep complaining that I'm really far from over you. With a message that can spark the pain brand new. Would you take it easy on me when I reach out? Would you grant the vicious cycle for round two? I can look away when I stare at your face. The phone got a feeling that'll make me tone. Since I'm running in and out of my day, we can feel the same. Like if you gotta say it, then it's forced anyway. What the hell am I supposed to do with the feeling that you're giving me right now? When you tell me you've been dreaming about it, the way they tease me out, I gotta stumble out of this crowd. I thought I'm understated, it's kinda hard to read. But you have contemplated more than a few times you see. I can comprehend all the reasons why you're going to put me on standby. Now it's obvious that proximity, feeling close to how you got me. Feeling so torture, keep me wanting more. You gotta be feeling more conquest, hesitating, taking action. Damn, these thoughts of attraction, I'm on. I can't look away. Wanna stay on that space, the phone. Got a feeling that I make me send the one in and out of my day. Yeah. The way you feel the same. Now, if you gotta say it, then it's forced anyway. Tell the truth, you close the doors today. Yeah. I can't look away. Like a crash right inside my home. And I'm running to the deal. Kid, gotta get my eyes a break, yeah. The way you feel the same. Now, if you gotta say it, then it's forced anyway.
All right, when you said 80s pop, I wasn't expecting you to be channeling the King of Pop. Do you sense some kind of Michael Jackson thread going on there?
We try to cover MJ from time to time.
He loves MJ.
Rock With You is one of the covers we've definitely had in our repertoire. And
yeah, Max,
I wouldn't lie if the bass line is maybe a little inspired by that.
Yeah,
in your vocal stylings, it's not a person that you hear too often reinterpreted. I feel like, I mean, covered sure, but like kind of reinvented. So nice work.
Yeah, appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We got time for one more, right?
Oh, definitely. Okay. So run to the top of the hour. We could hear if you want to talk about your influences a little bit. Sure, we'd be welcome to hear that, and we could hear another cover or two, or whatever you got up your sleeve is fine.
Yeah, let's go around and talk influences, because we each bring something a little different to the table.
Right, I'm hearing a lot in the milieu.
Yeah, it's based on instrumentation too. So like as a sax player, Joe called it out. I love like yacht rock and 80s pop. Uh-huh. I love playing with like a female R&B vocalist. I've done like some Tina Turner, Whitney Houston tribute shows, and like just tenor sax and female vocals is like my jam. But like Joe brings something completely different to the table.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Snarky Puppy, Michael League, and Mark Letairie, all those guys. I love Tool, which you don't hear too much of in this music, but Victor Wooten. I play classical guitar, so I play a lot of Bach as well.
And I think there's some threads there with Tool's intricacies and classical, sure. And even some jazz, it's a different style and tone of music, but definitely like the technical structures are there.
Thank you. That really means a lot. Yeah, I just kind of listen to a lot of different stuff and, you know, sort of comes out however it does. But
it's coming out.
For me, funk has kind of been my favorite thing to play and listen to, especially the past 10 years or so. I've just been, you know, listening to Prince and D'Angelo a lot the past couple of years in particular. But growing up,
learning, but who wasn't, by the way?
I got really into Prince like right around April 2020. I would go for walks and just put on like Prince albums on repeat. And some of those albums, I'm like, oh, this is what I was missing during my teen years. But when I was learning to play bass, Victor Wooten, Flea were both pretty big influences. I was listening to a lot of classic rock in high school. So when we were recording our EP, which has most of the original songs everyone heard tonight on there, after we finished playing that last one, Spark the Pain, Ari, our engineer, shout out to Tone Mountain Studios, he was like, yeah, you guys have like a funk rock thing going on. And I hadn't really thought about the rock element, but we kind of do bring that quite a bit. But then we'll have like these solo sections that are very jazz influenced. I would say as a band, Herbie Hancock is probably one of our bigger influences. We played a lot of Herbie at that Dazzle Jam a couple of years ago.
I should have mentioned him for sure.
It's funny. That's a guy who I feel like whether you say it or not,
right.
If you're playing music in the 21st century, it's like he's probably an influence.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I have a lot of varied influences. I think kind of comes from my overall career as a musician up to this point, just being a sideman. I also really love playing with R&B singers. That's like one of my favorite things to do. But a lot of my influences as a drummer are like the songwriter's drummer. Like Levon Helm from the band, Jim Keltner, play with George Harrison, like everybody, Steve Gadd, all these kind of guys. But kind of like Max Haas said, for the last three or so years, I've been really into 90s hip-hop and R&B. And being a kid of the 90s, I wasn't necessarily exposed to a lot of that music, but I almost have it in my subconscious. And every time I throw it on, I'm like, whoa, that I heard that when I was like five and I had no idea what it was. So, you know, I love Tribe Called Quest and Early Roots and Erykah Badu, and all that kind of stuff. Robert Glasper is like a current one that I feel like I listen to some of his stuff every week.
Yeah,
it's just so good. So, yeah, I'm kind of all over the place. Influences wise, cause I like everything, a little bit of everything.
Well, Max mentioned that you guys were playing country and folk a while back.
Yeah, totally. Country's cool, the old stuff.
Oh yeah,
none of that new stuff. Unless Chris Stapleton, he rocks.
Since we mentioned R&B singers, I feel like we got to give a shout out to Desiree Gold and Danette Hollowell, two Denver area singers that we have had as guests at our shows. Danette was with us most recently at Cervantes just a couple months ago. Or actually, it was just a couple of weeks ago. Seems like longer. You know, we played an Erykah Badu song with Desiree Gold last summer at our very first Cervantes show. So we try to branch out across different styles, and we really appreciate those singers joining us when the song really needs that vocal element that we can't deliver.
And Max and I actually first played together in Dez's group, Desiree Gold. Shout out to Dez. She's a really great friend.
First band in Denver I played in, actually, when I got here.
Nice.
Yeah, so we roll with a four-piece just because it's easier to rehearse that way and easier to take gigs, but we love to expand to like six. We'll do eight at some point, too, just to make the sound that much bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do we got next?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna play a Stevie Wonder song made popular by the late great Jeff Beck. It's called "'Cause We've Ended as Lovers."
Great tune. Half Max here in the studio. If you feel like giving listeners a concert kind of experience, feel free to just roll into the next one too.
Thank you. Again, that's Joe Gallo on the guitar, buddy. Thank you.
Guys, Half Max here in the Cabaret Studios live from KGNU Community Radio for me and you. Great to have you guys on the program tonight. You've just been hanging out for the last 55 or so minutes. If you've been listening and you'd like to check them out, they're playing live Saturday, the 29th of April at Bierstadt Lagerhaus over in Denver. And then Saturday, the 8th of July, a little later on, Beyond the Mountain Brewery in Boulder. Got another Cervantes show in the works. You've got other things in the works. You got some recordings coming down the pike. Maybe you can tell us a little about that and the excitement there. Sure. And then if you want to play us out in a little, in some kind of matching key, then we'll be done at the top of the hour.
All right. We just recorded our debut EP a couple months ago with our friend Ari over at Tone Mountain, right here in Boulder, actually. It's going to have three of the original songs that we played here tonight. The Half Max Theme, Electricity, and Max on Sax's original Spark the Pain will all be on there, as well as an instrumental cover of Janet Jackson's Anytime, Anyplace, which we play live fairly often. And we're in the mixing and mastering stages, so hopefully should have some music out there for people early summer, though we don't have a specific date yet. But if people want to check us out on Instagram at Half Max Band, you can follow us for updates.
And that's Max with two X's.
Two X's.
For two Maxes.
For two Maxes.
Exactly.
Naturally.
And, you know, it visually hits people a little differently, you know. We've got some other shows in the works. We're hoping to play in Boulder a little more often this year. Working on getting something up in Fort Collins as well. And we're hoping to get out to Telluride again this summer, too. So stay tuned for those updates. And we'll play a little something quick to close it out.
Right on. And hey, love that Jeff Beck, that Tears for Fears medley. Great stuff, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
Hello, listeners. This is Uncle Jam bringing you Corriente, KGNU's Latin music show on April 25th, 2023. I'll be here till 10 p.m., so stay tuned and enjoy.